Good evening. Here is the 7 p.m. news. I am Kelly Eben at The Anchor. First, the main points. The Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Barga, has urged Christians of the newly dedicated St. Mark Parish of Okui, Komo, to be true ambassadors of Jesus Christ. World Hepatitis Day has been observed today with a call on parents to ensure their offspring are given the first dose of the hepatitis B vaccine 24 hours after birth, while cautioning people to stop sharing objects like needles. And out of Cameroon, funerals are taking place to mourn victims of a rocket strike that occurred in the Israeli Golan Heights. Details of these and more right ahead. The new St. Mark Parish of Okui, Komo in Yaoundé has been consecrated today with a call for the parishioners to be ambassadors of Jesus Christ. The edifice was dedicated by His Grace Jean Barga, Archbishop of the Yaoundé Diocese, during a pontifical mass to mark the 20th anniversary of the parish. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi of CRTV Center completes that story.
The highly attended mass at the newly constructed building of the St. Mark Parish in Okui, which was constructed for 9 years, was a moment for the Christians to celebrate the achievement of completing the project, which His Grace Jean Barga described as magnificent. During his homily, he told the parishioners to continue works of mercy, carry on charitable activities, as well as be ambassadors of Jesus Christ.
It is the decision of God that this generation has been chosen to give to God the temple. This is the sign that they have been elected specially, and I'm very proud for them. I pray God to continue to help them that they can conclude this evolution to the heaven.
During the inaugural mass, which also marked the 20th anniversary of the parish, hundreds of Christians received the sacrament of confirmation. The special mass at the St. Mark Okui Parish was co-officiated by the Bishop of the Mbamayo Diocese, His Lordship Joseph Marindi Okala, and the Archbishop of the Yaoundé Metropolitan Diocese, His Grace Jean Barga, in the presence of members of government, directors, generals of some state corporations, and a host of others. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, CRTV News Center.
We stay in religion. Members of the Calvary Baptist Church in Gaoundéré have implored God's protection and sustained peace in Cameroon in order to consolidate meaningful development. This was part of the exhortation of the pastor of the congregation, Reverend Ephraim Jifon, during a solemn church service to celebrate its 35th anniversary in the presence of the senior divisional officer for Vina, Valérie Norbert Kwela, and other personalities. Ayuk John Ashu completes that story from Gaoundéré.
In prayer, song, and adoration, Christians of the Calvary Baptist Church in Gaoundéré celebrated 35 years of existence of their congregation that has sprouted and blossoms like a mustard seed. Reverend Galak Moses, former pastor.
It has been a great celebration for us to see how God has moved the church for 35 years. And still seeing members who started the church, they are still standing firm in the Lord. It is something for us to celebrate.
To the chief shepherd, Reverend Pastor Ephraim Jifon, 3.5 decades are fruits of sacrifice, perseverance, and selfless service in God's vineyard with even brighter perspectives.
Celebrating 35 years of existence or of experiencing God and raising funds for our edifice auditorium that will reflect the beauty of God. So we are trusting God that members of the public will equally join us even as we raise the structure, because the church is for the community.
Beyond its ecclesiastical mission, the Calvary Baptist Church in Gaoundéré is also contributing to the edification of society, as one of its members, Professor Willie Mushing, observes.
35 years of being in communion with God, in following discipleship in the Calvary Baptist Church is not 25 days. We want to carry His word forward.
Among the special guests at the anniversary celebration was the SGO for Denvina, Valérie Norbert Kwela. Gaoundéré, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
In more religious news, thousands of Muslims from across the globe gathered in the UK. Have taken an oath of allegiance and obedience during the closing ceremony of the Jasla Salana UK 2024, known as the Biahat The ceremony involves forming a physical and spiritual chain with the leader of the worldwide Ahmadiyya Muslims, His Holiness Hazrat Misra Masroor Ahmad. Moiti Yufeo Akonjang reports.
I bear witness that
there is none worthy of worship
except Allah.
A pledge of allegiance taken by 40,000 Muslims present and millions around the world watching through satellite TV. Known as the Bayat, it is recited by the spiritual leader, repeated by the faithful, and translated simultaneously in several languages, including Arabic, German, Russian, French, Yoruba, and Swahili.
I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one and has no partner.
The Bayat is an opportunity to reaffirm faith and dedication to God and His creation.
Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah.
Forming a human chain, beginning with the spiritual leader, each person places their right hand on the back of the one in front. The 10-minute ceremony ends with the atonement of sins, an emotional moment for many.
My name is Ahmad Masroor Simba. I'm a librarian of Force. We have been away for a year, and then coming together here, taking bed on the hands of the Khalifa of the time. It's such an emotional moment for all of us.
The Bayat spells the end of the Jalsa Salana UK Ahmadiyya Convention, an annual event aimed at fostering spiritual awareness amongst community members, strengthening ties, promoting peace and tolerance. The Ahmadiyya Muslims are an Islamic movement originating in British India in the late 19th century. The movement is present in 238 countries around the world.
Away from religious news, the governor of the Northwest region, who was recently distinguished with a Medal of Bravery by the President of the Republic, has challenged government workers in the conflict zone to emulate his example of resilience even in the face of a hostile working environment. Adolf Lili Lafrik, the longest serving governor in the history of the Northwest, has been carrying out risky trips across the region to preach the message of peace and advocate for a united Cameroon. More with Kilo Valerie Sala of CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
December 6, 2020, amidst heightened separatist threat to disrupt the first ever regional elections in Cameroon, our defiant Northwest Governor, Adolf Lili Lafrik, takes off to the risky skies of the region in a military helicopter, touring seven divisions in a single day to ensure that the election must hold. Same bravery demonstrated on March 8, 2020, when the Women's Day event in Bamenda turns ugly, following an explosion that rocks the Bamenda grandstand. And so the administrator feels the Medal of Bravery destined to him is deserving.
I'm first of all grateful to the head of state who gave me this mighty recognition. It is a recognition of the boldness, the resilience of the population of the Northwest region, who since 2016 have shown their capacity to face very difficult situation and came out from it still strong to build back better this nation.
During an event in Bamenda organized by the city's mayor, Paul Achobong, Governor Adolf Lili Lafrik challenges government workers transferred to the hostile region to demonstrate bravery. For as he put it, the Northwest region is not for the weak. Killer Valerie Salas, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Some young engineers and web developers have converged on Douala to take part in the Douala Innovation Week. The event, which is taking place in the form of a competition, will see participants create digital applications within 48 hours that center on digital trade. Details with Roslyn Fosa.
They are young and creative and aspire to create an impact in the digital world in Cameroon and beyond. The 125 youths constituted in 25 groups taking part in the Douala Innovation Week will put their ingenuity to realizing digital products related to trade. Ayuk Eta heads the organizing structure.
We are the heart of the economic capital, and all what happened in this city is trade. But how can we take digital and bring it into the trade sector to help scale this industry? We have engineers, designers, and all of that. They're going to work, brainstorm, and they're going to come up with different kind of products. Some are going to come with web application, mobile application that involve different things to facilitate digital trade in Cameroon.
Aside training, the first three best projects will be rewarded with special attention laid on an all-female team.
$2,000 for the first prize, $1,200 for the second prize, and $800 for the third prize. But we have a special prize for an all-women team, and this is our attempt to encourage young women to get into digital space.
This initiative is supported by the United Nations Development Programme, whose goal is also to develop via the digital. Anan John Kinyoin is head of solutions mapping at the UNDP.
If we want a Cameroon that can address the solutions that cut across the 17 sustainable development goals, we need to start thinking digital.
The first six teams from the Douala Innovation Week will represent the region at the Cameroon International Tech Summit, and we'll be competing with other candidates from across Cameroon comes October. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
390 students, laureates of the 15th edition of the Day of Academic Excellence of the Banjun community in Yaoundé, have received assorted prizes for outstanding results at the end of the 2023-2024 school year. They received their reward during a ceremony this afternoon in Yaoundé at the Banjun Community Hall, attended by a couple of members of government. The initiative is that of the head of that community, Honorable Albert Kunchu. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batita Toekwe reports.
It was an excited group of youngsters who received didactic materials and cash gifts for performing exceptionally well in their end-of-year and official examinations. The best of the best in the advanced level exams backed home laptops.
My name is Manya Princess Diane, and I feel very glad I had 5 A grades in the advanced level doing science S1. I'm very glad with all the gifts they gave me, all the honor they gave me, people of high personality, and I wish people of my age should do the same so that they should have such things and pursue their careers.
My name is Soko Kapsinyas Marcel. It's a great thing for me to receive this prize in front of all the ministers, the governor. What I'm feeling, I can't really express it.
Honorable Albert Quinche, MP for the Kunki, head of the Banjun community in Yaoundé, is the brain behind the Excellence Award Drive, also known as Mugusam.
It's a message of congratulations, and after that, encouragement. What is important, they know that the future of this country belongs to them.
Addressing the laureates, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Faman Dongo, one of the special guests, encouraged them to pursue competence, generosity, and living together. He was accompanied by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of special duties, Philippe Mbargamboa.
I'm really proud to participate to this event.